Faith lights the heart, removes all fear. Walk this path, Allah is near. Faith lights the heart, removes all fear. Walk this path, Allah is near. The path of faith, the path of faith.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa'audhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir raheem. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series The Path of Faith. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss the generosity of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's first and foremost recite Salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the beautiful hadith, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers, Sayyidina Abdullah Hawzani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that he met the Mu'adhin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, at Aleppo, Syria. And he asked him about the expenses made by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that, yes, I was responsible for spending the wealth the greatest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. I performed this job from the time prophethood was announced until his apparent demise. When any Muslim who needed clothing came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would order me and I would borrow money from someone, buy a shawl and give to that Muslim and feed him as well. One day, a polytheist, the person who believes in more than one God, he came to me and said, O Bilal, do not borrow money from anyone else except me. I have a lot of wealth. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala said, okay, I did as I was asked by the polytheist. One day, I made wudu and stood to make the adhan when I saw that polytheist approaching me. He was accompanied by many other traders. He spoke ill of me a lot and said, do you know how many days are left in the repayment? Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala said, the time of repayment has approached, meaning it has come closer. He said, only 4 days are left. If you do not repay the debt within 4 days, I will make you my slave and will make you graze my goats as you used to do. Listening to this, I became worried. After offering Isha Salah, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to his blessed home. Taking permission, I humbly entered and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may my parents be sacrificed for you. The polytheist that I borrowed money from has threatened to make me his slave. We both have nothing to repay the debt. He will disgrace me. Please allow me to go to those people whom Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed with wealth, that Allah Azza wa Jal will grant as much wealth upon his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as is needed to repay my debt. Saying this, Sayyidina Bilal says, I left. In the morning, I came out to go somewhere. Meanwhile, a person came running and said, O Bilal, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has called for you. When I reached him, I saw that there were 4 camels fully loaded with items. I asked for permission to enter. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, congratulations, Allah Azza wa Jal has provided the means to repay your debt. He then asked, did you see 4 camels? Sayyidina Bilal says that I humbly said, yes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, the ruler of Fadak has sent these camels. Keep all the grains and clothes loaded on them and repay your debt with them. Obeying the order, I did as I was ordered. He says that I then came to the masjid and made salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He asked, what benefit did you receive from this wealth? I humbly said that Allah Azza wa Jal has assisted me to repay all the debt his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had. He asked, is there anything left from the wealth? I humbly said, yes. He said, spend it. I will not go home until it is distributed. After completing Isha Salah, he called me and asked about the remaining wealth. I humbly said, I still have it. I could not find any needy person. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stayed in the masjid that night. The next day, he called me again after Isha. I humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Almighty has relieved you. Listening to this, he called out the takbir, Allahu Akbar, and thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was distressed that death may arrive while I still possess these items. I then followed him until he entered his blessed home. Now, dear viewers, this is the great generosity of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he could not keep anything in his possession. Rather, he would not be pleased unless he would distribute it to the people. Despite needing something, he would give it to the poor in charity, and he would give to the needy to such an extent that he would not feel its need again. But alas, the love for this world has intensified in our hearts. We are blindly running after the luxuries and comforts of this world. Sayyidina Majma Ansari, rahimahullah ta'ala, he has narrated about a blessed saint that he has stated, the favor of Allah Azza wa Jal of protecting me from the comforts and luxuries of the world is greater than that of a comfortable worldly life, because Allah Azza wa Jal has disliked the world for his beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, the blessings Allah has liked for his beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are dearer to me than the ones Allah Azza wa Jal has disliked for his beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a beautiful mindset that is. To have worldly wealth and luxuries in abundance is certainly a favor, but to avoid them is a greater favor. The renowned Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that the world is sweet and luxurious. It is beautiful. One who earns money in a halal way and spends it fulfilling its perfect rights, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant him reward and will make him enter paradise. And one who earns money in a haram way and spends it in any unlawful thing that is contrary to the Sharia, Allah Azza wa Jal will make him enter Darul Hawan, the home of humiliation. Commenting on this hadith, Allama Abdul Rauf Munawi rahimahullah ta'ala has stated in the book Faizul Qadir that this shows that the world itself is not bad, since it is a farm for the afterlife. Anyone who attains worldly things with Shari permission will be helped by that thing in his afterlife. As the saying goes, Ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah, the world is the cultivation for the hereafter. We should make up our minds to earn our sustenance through lawful means instead of running after the accumulation of wealth from unlawful sources. And we should continue spending in charity according to our ability to help ourselves, our relatives, our families, our neighbors, and other people. It is true that whoever helps someone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps him. And the blessed act of charity in the path of Allah azza wa jal causes wealth to increase. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that sadaqah does not cause a decrease in wealth, and the bondsman who forgives Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates his honor due to his act of forgiveness. And the one who shows humility for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal grants him elevation. It was the great excellence of the absolute self-sufficiency of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he never liked to keep wealth at home. Rather, he used to distribute it in sadaqah, in voluntary charity. Therefore, one day, after finishing the Asr Salah, the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam got up quickly and went to his house and then came out. The blessed companions radiallahu anhum were surprised. The noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whilst performing my salah, I remembered that I had some pieces of gold in my house, and I disliked that it remains in my home while night approaches, so I have ordered it to be distributed. Sayyidina Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that once, while I was in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at the mountain of Uhud and said, if this mountain becomes gold for me, I would not like that even a single dinar of it remains with me for more than 3 days, except that dinar which I will keep for repaying my debts. This was the enthusiasm of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam of distributing wealth and sharing with others. Relating the great virtue of generosity of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma has stated that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most generous of all people, and he used to reach the peak in generosity in the beautiful month of Ramadan when Sayyidina Jibreel alaihi wasallam visited him. Sayyidina Jibreel alaihi wasallam would arrive every night in Ramadan, and they both would recite the glorious Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would show more generosity than the strong uncontrollable wind. Hence the great poet in the court of beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman, he says, wah kya judo karam hai shahe batha tera, nahi sunta hi nahi mangne wala tera, dhare chalte hain ata ke wo hai qatra tera, tare khilte hain sakha ke wo hai darra tera, agniya palte hain dar se wo hai baada tera, asfiya chalte hain sar se wo hai rasta tera. Sayyidina Jibril subhanallah, he would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the nights of Ramadan, and subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would recite Quran with Sayyidina Jibreel alaihi salam, and subhanallah, it was a great time when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would give so much in charity, more than ever in the month of Ramadan. Once 70,000 dirhams were brought in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam laid those dirhams on the mat and started giving them away. No one returned empty-handed until he had finished them. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Therefore, it is said, La wa rabbil arsh, jisko jo mila unse mila. Badhti hai kaunain mein ni'mat Rasulullah ki, hum bhi kari wo kareem, unka khuda unse fuzoon, aur na kehna nahi aadat Rasulullah ki. Sometimes when the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would buy something from a person, he would give that same thing back to the same person or another person after paying for it. Once the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam bought a camel from Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he later gave the same camel to him as a present. Similarly, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam bought a baby camel from Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Thereafter, he gave it to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, his son, as a gift. Subhanallah. Dear brothers, how generous and kind is our noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the thing which he used to buy for his own need, he would grant it to another person as a gift. We should also develop this habit of presenting gifts to each other with the intention of placing happiness into the hearts of a Muslim. It increases love and affection and gets rid of hatred. Sayyidina Atta Khurasani radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, shake hands with each other. It continues to remove hatred, and exchange gifts, as it will lead to an increase in your love for each other. Hakim al-Ummah Mufti Ahmad Yar Khanaimi rahimahullah ta'ala has stated that both the mentioned acts are very effective. Whoever you shake hands with, no hatred remains between you and him. And if by chance any such thing does happen, it does not last very long due to the blessings of the blessed act of shaking hands. And similarly, the blessed act of exchanging gifts removes hatred. Remember, whether it is the act of exchanging gifts or any other matter, only halal means must be adopted, because it is a haram act and sin to use the wealth earned by haram means for the purpose such as buying food, clothing, etc. The punishment for this in the world is experiencing a shortage in wealth and having no blessings in the livelihood. And the punishment in the hereafter is the blazing fire of hell. Good deeds performed using haram means are of no use, because Allah Azza wa Jalla is pure and accepts only pure things. The noble Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that person who earns haram wealth and gives it away in charity, it will not be accepted from him. Whatever he spends will be devoid of blessings, and that which he leaves behind in this world will become a means of leading him to hell. Therefore, we should earn by lawful means only, and whatever remains after fulfilling our needs, then with the same thing assist the poor Muslims instead of destroying it. Spend as much wealth as you can to do righteous deeds like building a masjid, building a madrasa. In this way, loads of blessings will be showered, inshallah. It is stated in the glorious Quran that those who spend their wealth by night and day, secretly and openly, their reward is with their Lord, and there shall be no fear upon them, nor shall they grieve. And it is also mentioned in the glorious Quran that the example of those who spend their wealth in Allah's way is similar to that of a grain which has sprouted 7 stalks, and in each stalk are 100 grains, and Allah may increase it still more than this for whomever He wills, and Allah is most capable, all-knowing. Dear brothers, when we spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah azza wa jal, who is the absolute owner and mawla and the creator and the sustainer of the universe, will descend His mercy upon us and increase our wealth. There are a number of fortunate Islamic brothers who pay the obligatory dues, pay zakat by all means, pay fitrah, and spend on their siblings and children, spend their wealth on the madani activities of Dawat Islami to donate the rewards to their deceased relatives, celebrate the Maulud of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, build medical centers with good intentions. They also spend on the sunnah inspiring ijtima, on the events of Naat Khani, Quran Khani, with sincerity and taking care of the rights of people, taking part in the construction of masjid and madaris, teaching and learning. They assist in the Dars-e-Nizami course, such as paying the salaries for the teachers, books for the students of Jamia, expenses of food and accommodation, etc. They help in the education of Quran Kareem, meaning by to those that are doing Hifz or Nazira, help in the administrative and management related expenses of the masajids, such as taking part in paying the electricity bills, spend for propagating and publishing the message of Deen Islam, spending for disseminating the call to righteousness by giving expenses to the poor Islamic brothers traveling with Madani Khafilas, by buying the Islamic brothers Faizan Sunnat to learn and who aspire to deliver dars, and by distributing the constructive and reforming booklets, CDs of the Bayanats of Amir Sunnat Dawud Barakatum Al-Aliyah. They spend their wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal will increase their wealth, and rewards of these expenses will increase by 700 times, and it is not going to end here. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, And Allah Azza wa Jal may increase it still more than this for whomever he wills. For the sake of encouragement, let's inshallah Azza wa Jal listen to some parables of generosity of the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that we have the desire to spend in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal by serving the Muslims, by building masajid and madaris, and for propagating the beautiful deen of Islam. During the Battle of Hunain, the most distinctive kind of generosity shown by the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam can never be imagined at all. The noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam granted many Bedouins, those living in the villages, 100 camels each. Can you imagine? Before reverting to Islam on the occasion of the Battle of Hunain, Safwan bin Umayyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked for nanny goats, which were spread over the area of jungle between the two mountains. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam granted him all those nanny goats. He went to his people and said, "O my people, all of you must embrace Islam. I swear by Allah azza wa jal, the noblest Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam shows such generosity, after which there remains no fear of poverty." Sayyidina Sa'id bin Musayyib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he has narrated that Sayyidina Safwan bin Umayyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that on the day of the Battle of Hunain, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam granted wealth upon me, whereas at that moment he was the most hateful person in my eyes. He continued to grant wealth upon me until he became the most beloved person in my eyes. Allahu subhanallah. Dear brothers, the Islamic scholars have said that on that day, the bestowal of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was more than the whole life's generosity of the generous kings. The jungle was full of goats, and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was granting, and the needy people came, subhanallah, and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to step back. Even after all of them had been distributed, a Bedouin pulled the blessed shawl from the sacred body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which left a bruising mark on the blessed shoulder and back. Upon this, it was only said, "O people, don't rush. By Allah azza wa jal, you will never find me stingy." Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Jubair bin Mut'im radiyallahu ta'ala anhu told me that while he was in the company of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the people returning from Hunain, some people, or Bedouins rather, they caught hold of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and started begging of him so much, so that he had to stand under a kind of thorny tree, and his cloak was snatched away. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he stopped and said, "Give me my cloak. If I had as many camels as these thorny trees, I would have distributed them amongst you, and you will not find me a miser or a liar or a coward." Allah, Allah. Such was the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are countless events and parables in which we learn about the generosity and the ever-flowing generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hence, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, "Wah kya judo karam hai shahe batha tera, nahi sunta hi nahi maangne wala tera." Because a sahabi, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever somebody asked him for something, he never said the word no. And this is what it means: nahi sunta hi nahi maangne wala tera. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Sahl bin Saad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has said that a woman brought a shawl and humbly said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have woven this with my own hands. I have brought it for you to wear." The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam needed it and he accepted it. Then he sallallahu alaihi wasallam came towards us and with the same shawl wrapped around as a tahban, as a lower garment. Having seen this, a blessed companion humbly said, "What a lovely shawl it is. Please grant it to me." And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Yes." After some time, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam left the majlis, then returned and sent the shawl to that companion after having folded it. The blessed companion asked that person, "That was not the right thing to do. as you knew that the beloved Prophet ﷺ does not refuse anyone's request, the companion replied, by Allah, I begged only for this reason, that the day when I die, this shawl could become my shroud. Sayyidina Sahl radiallahu ta'ala, who added, later it did become his shroud. Allah, Allah, subhanallah. Therefore, Sayyidina Ali Hazrat says, Malike kaunain hain, go paas kuch rakhte nahi, do jahan ki neemate hain, unke khali haath mein. Amir Sunnat Damat Barakat Mullah Aliya says, do jahan ke khazane, diye haath mein khuda ne, tera kaam hai lutana, madani madine wale. Inshallah Azzawajal, I hope that we are inspired by the generosity of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and as his ummah, it is our duty to continue on with the legacy of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah Azzawajal keep and make us generous and grant us tawfiq to follow into the footsteps of the beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and grant us the means to spend as much as we can for the sake of Allah in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Faith lights the heart, removes all fear. Walk this path, Allah is near. Faith lights the heart, removes all fear. Walk this path, Allah is near. The path of faith, the path of faith.